So, this was meant to be a fill-in, so it's luckily it's short. So after last Sunday, I had this real sense that I needed to talk about restoration, servicing, and maintenance. So, me being me, I was going to get loads of pictures of barn finds. Everyone know what a barn find is? Yeah? It's where you where you discover something that's been forgotten. Barn find. Yeah, it's been sat in a barn. And I just thought it was that we can resemble barn finds when we first come to church or we first find God. You know, we're in a state of disrepair, shall we say, yeah? Wrecked. Yeah, sometimes they're not wrecked, they're just very dirty and they just need a good clean and a bit of polishing, you know? But that's true, because sometimes we can just be a shell and we'll have nothing inside, so there's no engine, there's no running gear, there's no wheels, yeah? And that can be how we are sometimes, yeah? So I started thinking about it and then praying about it, and the scripture that I came up with would be Psalm 23. So, the Lord is my shepherd. There's bits in here that really stick out, or that we need to focus on, I believe, anyway. So, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. So, if I do them bits that I think are important like that, then perhaps we'll understand. He makes me lie down in a green pasture and leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So what I was thought was important on this, going back to the maintenance, servicing, and restoration, yeah, is that we will have dark patches on our journey. Yeah, it may be right at the beginning, and it may get easier from there. But we might have a slightly sticky patch at the beginning, and then as we start walking with God, we'll come across something where like I said last Sunday, we don't need to be ashamed. If we can't deal with it on our own, yeah, reach out to people, ask people to stand next to you, like we did with you just now when we stood next to you and we spoke life into your circumstances, yeah? That is amazing, yeah? So that's what we need to do as a church. We need to huddle together, stand around each other and do that sort of thing. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So even though we're going through all of them troubles and strife and confusion, whatever it may be, God is there with us and he's feeding us. He never lets us go. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To me, that screams God's never going to forget us, yeah? Okay? Some days it can be easy for us to forget God, yeah? But God never forgets us, yeah? God is constant. So on days we can turn and look the other way and say, where are you, God? But all we've got to do is turn around either 90 degrees, 180, yeah? And he's there. That's how I see it anyway. Yeah, sorry. So what these pictures represent to me would be the stages that we're going to go through on our Christian walk, yeah? So this is where we first start off, where this figure here is God in my eyes, and he's reaching out to us, yeah? And then our responses are as follows, yeah? Either we can sit there with our arms folded and ignore God and stay where we are, or we can do one of three things here. Yeah, reach out to God. Get God to pull us up out of the doldrums. Yeah, and then we can rejoice in the things that God's got planned for us. And then to finish off, two scriptures, which I think backs up everything we've just gone through, hopefully. Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, knock. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. So like I said, if you're in trouble, yeah, and you're struggling, ask, yeah? Seek guidance from somebody, yeah? So that you can move forward. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Yeah? So we're not facing this alone. We're in it together. Yeah? And it doesn't matter where you are on your walk, whether you've been coming here for 5 weeks, 5 months, or you've been walking it for 50, 60 years, there will be days when you need support. Yeah? Don't be embarrassed. Reach out. Ask people, you know? There's plenty of knowledge and expertise in this room where we can stand with each other and we can see each other through these dark patches. Yeah? I mean, I'm going to need it as much as anybody else. Yeah? Because I'm not perfect. Am I, Linda? So, yeah. It's recorded, yeah. Amen, yeah. Which scripture did you want, Anne? Him? All of them, right. I love you, Anne. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest of valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When it says staff there, they're on about the old shepherd's crook, because I wasn't going to include in this about the 99 and the one that wanders off and everything, but I tried to keep it short, which I'm failing miserably. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And people experienced that last Sunday, didn't they? Their cup overflowing. Wobbly knees, shaky arms. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Oh, two more, sorry. Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, knock. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen. Thank you.